In junior church, we learn facts about the Bible to help us understand where passages come from. This teaches us obedience and helps us to know God so that we know how to apply His word to our lives. We want to share God's word with everyone around us.
Did you know there are 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament, and 27 in the New Testament?
Did you know that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew?
The New Testament was written in Greek and Aramaic languages.
We have a special song to help us memorize the books of the Bible. Youth, if you remember this song, please sing along with us.
Another thing we recently learned about in junior church was how to read a hymnal.
What's a hymnal?
It's a songbook. We don't use them as much anymore, but we used to before we had screens to look off of.
Hymns are a little different style of music, but in Romans 21:1, God tells us to live our lives in a way that is worship, holy, and pleasing to Him. Everything we do should be worship. Worshiping God is serving God. We can worship God by singing together in church, or worship Him by being kind and working really hard at school. and we can even worship him by being loving and patient to our little siblings.
Wow. Now that I understand how to serve God and worship him with all my heart, let me teach you something. Did you know the hymnal doesn't read the same way as a book? We sing the first line of each row, then go back to the top page and read the second line of each row, and so on.
I didn't know that. Here, can you show me? Let's try this together. Please grab your hymnal and turn to page 232. Let's worship God together, keeping him as the center this morning.
We believe what we sing matters so much, so we wanted to take a moment to slow down and focus on part of what these songs are saying.
Knowing Jesus loves me helps me live life unafraid. Someone will always love me no matter what.
Jesus loves us so much, he died for us.
Why did he have to die for us?
Because we sin.
Sin is a trap. It looks inviting or even harmless, but leads to being trapped and joyless. Yet sin is so common. Romans 3:23 says we all have sinned.
But guess what? Jesus gives life from sin and restores our joy.
Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, Christ Jesus our Lord.
Psalms 51:1-2. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, to blot all my transgressions and wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
This container represents sin. This container represents Jesus, and this container represents each of us. When we lie, steal, or disobey our parents, we are sinning. When we sin, our heart is no longer clean. When we invite Jesus into our lives and confess our sins, our hearts become clean again.
Jesus came to save us from sin.
Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost.
And just like the bleach cleaned the water, Jesus cleans us.
Isaiah 1:18 says, come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool.
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he will be faithful and just and forgive us from all our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
See how sin steals our joy? But Jesus came to save us from that.
I'm starting to understand. God loves me so much that he sent his son, so I don't have to have that ugly sin in my life.
Yes, he wants to be our friend even though we have done some bad things. That's amazing. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Let us practice our hymnal navigation again. Please turn to page 423 in your hymnal.
Jesus is powerful. By his death, he saved us and won life from death.
Now let's share some of the verses we have been memorizing.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life.
Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance to the riches of God's grace.
1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
Because Jesus loves us and he saved us from our sins, we get to love, worship, and serve him back.
Yes, and he wants to do life with you. He wants to fill you with life and love and joy and peace. And he wants to share the good, and wants you to share the good news and share God's love with everyone around you.
What are you looking for?
We're looking for joy.
Joy?
Yes, didn't you see the joy that was down in their hearts? Down in their hearts?
Where?
It was overflowing from those kids. I want to be like them.
Well, you won't find that kind of joy here in these things in the world. So you can make you happy for like a little while, like chocolate, but then it's gone. But guess what will never go away or runs out? Jesus. It's only when we ask for forgiveness the Lord find the real joy.
When you have the joy of God and belong to him, you don't just believe something about him. You get to know and love him so much that every part of your life changes to be full of more love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Your whole life changes. You become like God and you obey him in everything.
Hey, that sounds familiar. You said we changed to have more love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Hey, those are the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes, they are. And Galatians 5:22 through 23 says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law."
We know a song about that. Let's sing it together. Stand up and sing with us.
Fruit is love, joy, peace, kindness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.